Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dallas week, so we thought, what the heck? Our team is fighting itself out of a little bit of a slump, and what better way be the slump buster and bring in some gladiators that have been through this thing and helped fire this thing up. And I can't think of nobody better than the man that was on the cover of Sports Illustrated with that slam dunk in the end zone. Whirl Grant joins us now, quarterback, playmaker against the Dallas Cowboys. And from a kid from Rice University, I don't think it will ever get old with you, will it, to talk about beating Dallas?
Oh, no, it'll never get old. It's part of history, and it's a part of, the team's history and my personal history. So it was a pleasure to be able to do that and, have the rivalry that we had.
Three of the four men that were on that field, and with Tony McGee, who's out in Atlanta today, that rushed that passer, Manley, Grant, go through that play, if you will, one more time for us and how it just happened to be you and the prize bull that teamed up for one of the greatest plays in the history of Burgundy and Gold football.
Okay, well, obviously we thought it was going to be a pass, which it was, but, Dexter takes off, man. He goes like a bullet. Now, my guy didn't come off and block me. He just kind of leaned into me, so I knew that, it had to be a screen. So I lagged back a little bit, and Dexter jumped, tipped the ball, and I was able to get under it and catch it and run it in for the score. And the rest is history. But it was just an enjoyable time being able to do that.
When you see this team now, earlier on, we had Nelmsey on, and I said it reminded me of our early club, the 91, the club that had fight. Now, it would get better players down the road, but I don't know if we ever had more dog than that early team because guys were basically fighting for jobs.
Right. Absolutely. I like what the team is doing now. I mean, they're close. They're close enough to where they can make small adjustments. And I believe if Jaden had been healthy, I think the game would have been the other way. But, time will tell. But I like the way they're performing. They're doing well.
It is amazing, man, of all the times that we've had, the practices and how the game has changed. I'm just glad that we're going into this game and usually we're in last place.
Right.
That's no longer the business. This team is fighting for something. And I don't know about your vibe, but what the vibe I get right now, I just don't recall it being this positive. It's a good juice going around the city now.
Right. I think they've got some good leaders on that team. You know, you got McLaren over there. He's doing an outstanding job and just steps up. You know, I think the team is explosive, and I think that we've just seen the tip of what is possible. But they are fighting. I like the head coach. He's a go-getter. I mean, it looks like he tells it like it is. He doesn't try to soft sell something that isn't true. And the guys are bought into the system. And I think that they continue to work hard. You're going to see some great things out of them.
Yeah, I can't wait to go and have a chat with Newton. When I see Johnny Newton, from the first time I laid eyes on him, I thought of you. And because of his explosiveness. You don't have to be the biggest dude, but you got to be the most explosive if you're not. I wonder what you see. Have you had a chance to evaluate his game?
Yeah, I've seen him play, and I think he does a good job. I mean, the thing is, you know, you got to get back to that quarterback and a three count.
Yeah.
And they've been able to do that. Now, they got to tighten up a little bit more on the run game.
Yeah.
But as far as putting pressure, if you're standing there, you got guys coming at you and getting their hands up. So they're doing a good job with that. So, you know, like you said, the cat is explosive, and that's what you need to do and hustle.
You, Dean Hamill, I talk about Trey Johnson. I'm just thinking about some of the great guys that played in the middle of that wedge and blocked for Nelmsy, B. Mitch. We have got to have had, if there was a Hall of Fame for kickoff return teams, God knows we'd have to have at least six or seven guys on it.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Will you just describe to our audience what it was like, man, to block for Nelmsy and B. Mitch, some of the two of the wildest, craziest dudes ever, but the best ever at ramming that ball down people's throats?
Well, the beautiful thing of it is when you know when you go under block that your guy can take the ball all the way at any point in time.
Right.
Or they're going to be good for 20 yards or 30 yards, again, like I say, or go all the way. Those are the type of dudes that Brian and Mike are. I mean, that they were freaks of what they did. But, you know, and I mean that in a good way. They were just phenomenal. And it was always a pleasure. I think both times, both guys, everybody, if you weren't on the field, you were standing up to watch to see what was going to happen.
No question. Everybody.
There were times, you know, Nails just broke out and was jumping over people. There's a photo somewhere where I blocked a guy low and Nails jumped over me when I knocked the guy down. I knocked him down, and I fell on top of the blocker, and Nels jumped right over my head and just kept running. So it was always cool to do that and to be out there with the confidence and knowing that, hey, something's going to happen this play, you know, not have to worry that the guy's nervous or scared that somebody's going to hit him. You know, it's a different story when you know you have some killers up in front of you that's going to block for you and, you know, make things happen. So it's a good feeling all the way around.
Yeah, man. It's and I think that this team itself, it gets it, and they're working towards it, and it's a good thing. Hey, man, we appreciate it, man. It's a high value. Our audience gets it. They understand it. We talk teams here because that's why we won. That's why our teams were unique, is because it was 53 men strong. And special teams led it all.
Right.
And as long as I got electricity, you have electricity. So good to hear your voice, man. Give my best to the family.
All right. We'll do it. You have a great day.
You got it.
Have a good one. All
hail,
right. Bye-bye.
Hail to the W. World Brandt. As Coach Thompson would say, simply one of the best.